I like hearing success stories. So often, when we see somebody famous, be it in show business, being an actor, being a politician, an athlete, we just assume, oh, they're supremely talented and they were going to make it regardless, or they're pretty much born into this success. It doesn't always work that way. Sometimes it takes time. It takes persistence to be able to do this, to be able to succeed or something. You get a lot of doors closed in your face, a lot of things that you wouldn't expect when you see this person who is so famous. One of the examples I like to use is of Michael Jordan. Few people know Michael Jordan was cut from his varsity basketball team when he was a sophomore in high school. I guess it just wasn't his time. We all know that Michael Jordan didn't get discouraged. He stayed with it, and a lot of people consider him maybe the best basketball player ever. Another example that I really like that you're probably familiar with is Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln failed at business a couple times. He lost innumerable elections when he was in Illinois, trying to get into the state legislature and trying to be able to be elected to Congress. And sometimes I think God did this on purpose, that he saved Abraham Lincoln for us to be our president during the Civil War, when he was needed the most, and a lot of people consider him the greatest president ever. But he wasn't quite ready, it wasn't his time when he was needed, but thank God he kept trying. In the gospel that I just read, Jesus tells us, ask and we'll receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open for you. How many times when you pray do you feel maybe ignored? You're kind of like, knock, knock, you know, hey, Lord, what about your son or your daughter here, you know? What's going on? Why aren't things working out for me? Why do I have to go through this? Well, a lot of people get upset and they quit. They decide it's not going to happen. It's not going to be. Well, I've heard somebody tell me already, I heard somebody say, when you ask of God of something, you get three answers. One, yes. Two, yes, but not yet. Three, no, I've got something better for you. And I can relate to that in my own life. I didn't meet my wife till I was 35, and it wasn't because I wasn't trying. There's a lot of bad dating going on around there before that time. But I kept at it. I didn't give up because I knew what I wanted and I knew what I needed in my life. But a lot of folks get upset and they quit. If you ever saw the movie Father Stu, it's a really nice story. But one of my favorite scenes in that movie is when Father Stu is in talking to prisoners. He's in a prison and he's talking to them and he's telling them that if you call somebody, they're not always going to want to take your call. I've done jail ministry and I know what it's like. These are people who are at rock bottom. Sometimes they just did something stupid. It doesn't mean they're really bad people or anything. But they're in jail, and a lot of times even their relatives don't want anything to do with them anymore. And urging them not to quit. As he said, that the one who will not quit on you is Jesus. No matter what you do, no matter how you live your life, he's there. He wants to intercede for you, but you need to be able to ask him. Ask and he shall receive. You can't give up. You gotta ask God and make up your mind. You gotta know what you need. Be sure this is right for you, and to be able to continue and to ask. and to not let frustrations, not let doors be shut in your face, be the final answer. What you need is perseverance. So important. So important in so many areas of life, like I mentioned to you before, with athletes, with politicians, but even in the simple things in your life, to not be discouraged, to pray, to be able to tell Jesus, this is what I'm interested in, this is what I need, and to never stop, to not get discouraged. We need to persevere. We need to have that courage to keep asking.